Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Wobby back at the Combine and another edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for sending in your questions. Let's get to work. The first one comes from Mark. On the hot topic of what the Vikings will do at quarterback, what is your gut feeling and what do you want to happen? Well, as we've discovered here at the Combine, the Vikings will have a lot of different options when free agency strikes. They have three good quarterbacks that they know really well, and it looks like the free agent class of quarterbacks is going to be pretty good, and it looks like the draft class of quarterbacks looks pretty good. Here's the one thing I know. The Vikings are not going to do anything outrageous when it comes to finding a quarterback. Rick Spielman, Rob Brzezinski, and Mike Zimmer seem to have a plan, and they have demonstrated cap responsibility in the past. So there is a plan, and I have a feeling it's going to be a good one, and I can't wait to see it unfold on March 14th. The next question comes from Nathan. Why does the media think the Vikings need to go after Kirk Cousins? The current guys on the roster are just as good, if not better. What are your thoughts? Well, Nathan, I agree. The Vikings have three really good quarterbacks on the roster. We won 11 games and a division title with Teddy. And with Sam and Case last year, we went 13-3 and went to the NFC title game. So the cupboard is not bare. But this is a good crop of free agent quarterbacks. And as we said earlier, the draft class is good as well. We walked around the combine for 5 days, talked to every expert we could find, and didn't reach a consensus. Lots of good choices out there for the Vikings. We'll see what happens next week. The third question comes from Dustin. Please explain the transition tag for me. Well, the transition tag is something the Vikings could use on one of their three quarterbacks, Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater, or Case Keenum. All three have played well for the Vikings. The transition tag is a mechanism to retain one of your players who's going to be an unrestricted free agent. It guarantees him a salary that is the average of the top 10 players at his position. If another team offers that player that you tagged a contract, you have a week to match the offer or not. If you match it, you keep the player. If you don't, the player leaves. Our next question comes from Evan. With Treadwell, is that more Diggs and Thielen eating up most of the looks and receptions, or is that a lack of development on his part? Well, Evan, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, Diggs and Thielen have been monsters the last two seasons, really productive receivers for the Vikings, and they're going to be next season as well. So that does make it tough for other receivers on the roster to get theirs, because we also have Kyle Rudolph, and we use the running backs in the passing game. But Mike Zimmer has some advice for Laquon Treadwell this offseason. He shared it with some people at the Combine. So I have a feeling Laquon is going to be out to get better this offseason. We'll see what happens. The next question comes from Paul in Seattle. Is there a scenario where it makes sense on both sides to re-sign Jerick McKinnon? I would hate to see his skills and durability leave us. No doubt about it. McKinnon is skilled and he is durable. He's also versatile. He's been a good player for the Vikings since they drafted him in the third round. He's scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent starting March 14th. I'm sure the Vikings would love to bring him back, but I'm sure he's going to be a popular player on the market. Jerick does a lot of things well. He can run it, he can catch it, he can block, he can play on special teams. Jerick is a good player. Hopefully we can get him back. The final question comes from Zach. Is there a possibility of drafting a quarterback late and maybe finding a diamond in the rough that Coach DeFilippo could groom? Definitely, Zach. I think this year's class of quarterbacks is a pretty good one, and not just the first round guys. I think all throughout you can find some pretty talented players, and it's fun to have a developmental guy on your roster, even if you have an established starter. So I do think this is a possibility for the Vikings. Lots of good options from which to choose. All right, that does it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week, though, with another edition. So please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And thank you for watching all of our content all week and weekend from Indianapolis here at the Combine. It was a lot of fun to bring it to you and a lot of fun coming up with free agency and the draft on the horizon. See you next week.